gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, this is Tyler Mars, Community of Christ minister and spiritual companion. Part of my journey is finding the divine in everyday life. Today, I invite you to join me in a spiritual practice of guided meditation in holy anticipation. During Advent, we are in a state of holy and sometimes disruptive anticipation. It can be a time of reflection. Even life struggles and disappointments, family drama, the hustle and bustle of the season can be anything but peaceful. Mary and Joseph were anticipating the birth of their child, Jesus, on their way to Bethlehem. What are we waiting for in anticipation? What thoughts are crossing our mind during this season as we patiently wait? In today's practice, I will be reciting from the hymn, God Almighty, We Are Waiting, Community of Christ Sings, number 397. After each verse, I will invite you to ponder a question or two. As always, if you need more time to ponder, don't hesitate to pause this recording. I invite you into a sacred space of comfort. May God's Spirit envelop us as we hear these words and ponder deeply, sacred waiting, holy anticipation. I invite you, as you are able, or comfort allows, to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Notice the anxiety and stress leave your body, even for just this moment. Continue to breathe deeply. God Almighty, we are waiting for a Savior to appear. Meet us in our desert journey. Give a sign that you are near. Burning bushes, parted waters, food aplenty in the wilds. As we look for signs and wonders, help us see you in a child. What has been your desert journey up until this point? What signs and wonders give you hope through the journey? God incarnate, we are waiting for the feast day of your birth. Looking back and looking forward to the Christ's return to earth. Help us to proclaim the gospel till the world is reconciled. Let us set your holy table for each woman, man, and child. What are you patiently waiting for in holy anticipation? How does perspective, looking back and looking forward, give us hope? God the Spirit, we are waiting for your presence here and now. Humbled by our sinful weakness, at your mercy we will bow. Search our hearts and make us ready. Speak in language strong and mild. Help each one of us, your people, to receive you like a child. In what ways has God helped make you ready for what lie ahead? In what ways do you hope God will help with what lies ahead? As we continue to focus on our breathing and ponder the answers to these questions, may you know of God's unceasing love for you. May God's love be a light during this season of holy anticipation. In closing, from Psalm 39, verse 7, "And now, O Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." May joy, hope, love, and peace fill you this season and always.